The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, last night, a fire was started in Kilmore West Playground. The newly opened playground saw parts of it burnt out. After at least 6 years of pushing for this playground, it now has to close until it can be safely repaired and reopened. Labour Party Councillor Alison Field from Dublin Bay North is on the line. Alison, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat. Thank you so much for having me on your show this
now,
morning.
You had a look at the damage. There are a number of items in the playground, and one of them has been destroyed.
One of them, to me, looked destroyed. So basically was the slide. So when I saw the footage of the fire last night, I thought, oh my God, I really thought the whole playground was destroyed. But it seems to be just kind of one slide and a little bit around it. So I'm hoping that we can get it cleaned up as soon as possible and we can check out all the other equipment and make sure that the kids can get back into the playground as soon
as
possible.
Now, we have pictures of the destruction caused by the fire, and it looks like it's not a simple slide. It's a structure, kind of almost like a climbing structure with a slide running out of it. And made of timber, and whoever came along and set fire to it. Is there much of that kind of vandalism going on in the area?
Well, in the area, well, only 2 weeks ago, we had recent toilets that were put into St. John's Park, and they were also set on fire. So I actually have to got on to Dublin Fire Brigade this morning, and I'm waiting for them to get back to me. I'm wondering if they connected. I'm wondering where the fire started the same. Is the same group of people going around. So I'm waiting for them to get back to me on it.
Now, it's not long opened, and it was a great day when it opened. People welcomed it because the fight had been so long to get a playground in this location.
It took years to get this. So many other councillors within that area worked so hard to get this installed in the area. Councillor Justin Henry and Councillor Lyons worked really hard to get it in the area. And I have to say, the day of it was a fantastic day. It was a lovely sunny day. All the children came out from school. There was cookies. They were just having so much fun, loving it. And it's a lovely little setting where it is. So we're all devastated, really devastated in the area and surrounding area, you know.
Now, as I said, it was a long battle to get this playground because the response from officialdom was, look, there are other playgrounds here. Let the kids walk to those playgrounds. They can play there. But, of course, getting to those playgrounds might involve, you know, traversing main roads and busy roads. So you'd prefer the kids play locally, wouldn't you?
We need the local little playgrounds back. I mean, I live in St. Anne's and there used to be a lovely little playground down just on our green. And it is a bit of a trek. And we're also trying to get some playground areas down along the promenade in Clontarf as well. So it's just worrying that, you know, anything we put in, will it be destroyed? But we can't let that happen. We have to just rebuild and get on with it. You know, and hopefully it'll be left there for some time, you know.
So having won the battle then to get a playground, there was an initial location suggested, which ultimately you all felt wasn't suitable. So it was moved to a more, I suppose, a safer location away from the main road, the Oscar Traynor.
Yeah. It's really safe. It's all gated around it. It's just within the community. It's fantastic where the location is. And that's why I'm kind of shocked that it was set on fire with so many houses around. So we're hoping and we're appealing out to people that, you know, someone might have seen something. They might have some footage from their cameras on their house to see who did this. And hopefully they will be held accountable for it, yeah.
It's hard to understand the mentality, isn't it? Because the people who are affected by this could be their own little brothers and sisters, do you know?
Yeah, their own little brothers and sisters. And especially yesterday was such a fantastic day for Ireland and everyone was in great form. And it was just really, really sad. And it is. It's the children that affects the children, you know, totally affects them. We don't know who did it. We don't know where they're from. But hopefully we will get to the bottom of it all, you know.
Well, you know what they always say, when kids rip up a sapling from a park or destroy a park bench or do whatever they do, it's kind of that broken window thing. If you leave the window broken, more damage gets done. So you replace the window as quickly as you can. So I hope that's what's going to happen. But you don't want to just provide fodder for these people to actually have another go when you have a brand new replacement in.
I totally agree with you there, so basically we have our area committee meeting today at 2 o'clock in Coolock. So this will all be discussed at the playground, the toilets in St. John's Park. But I just really want, we can't let this, you know, destroy it. We have to still continue and fix them all up and have this both places fixed up for everyone to use, you know, for public use.
Yeah, a text here, more senseless vandalism of playgrounds and public spaces, and I'm sure the destruction is not being caused by anyone other than our own homegrown thugs, and that is why we can't have nice things. And isn't it terrible? Yeah. You go to other places in the world, across Europe, Eastern Europe and so on, and you see the pristine playgrounds used and enjoyed by all, and no one seems to want to destroy, you know, the thing that you never pee on your own doorstep.
No,
but we do again and again and again.
Yeah, and I mean, there are a lot of football clubs, GA clubs in the surrounding area, boxing clubs, there's a few gyms, and they're quite cheap gyms to join. But obviously these young people aren't interested in them type of things. There are things for young people to do, and obviously they have no interest in that type of thing. So I just hope we can catch whoever did it. Once again, I appeal to whoever.
And that they face significant consequences. A slap on the wrist is not going to stop this kind of thing.
Yeah, this is where the problem is, you know, if they're under 18. I think it all needs to be reviewed and looked at. There's not a lot that can happen to them. That's the problem. And they well know this. They well know this. You know, in parks around the area, different attacks going on, just intimidating people. Had it happened myself there a few months ago when my friend, just two kids just coming along on their e-bikes and just shouting horrible things at us. We just ignore them. Maybe that's what I say to people. Always try and ignore it and move on. I know in my own area, there's the, you know, eggs thrown at house and stuff like that. And they love the chase. These kids, they want the chase. So you're better off to just try and ignore it as much as you can. And hopefully they'll move on.
Labour Party Councillor Alison Field from Dublin Bay North. Thank you very much, Alison, for joining us on the programme. Now, some of the comments coming in on foot of the last interview. Pancreatic cancer has a stigma attached to it, as people say, he's a big drinker, so he brought it on himself. This month is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and I never hear anything in the media about it. I lost my husband 8 weeks after diagnosis. It's a silent killer, and the doctors are not up to speed with the symptoms at all. No word of a lie, says another. I stopped drinking over 7 years ago, but my God, trying to quit smoking is worse. I can't bring my brain to embrace it. It's a terrible addiction.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.